we have a big problem. And this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite. You're
called an anti-Semite.
Don't let your voice go.
Go, go,
go,
go, go, go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes, yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, the Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just no, because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
Allow a game changer film like that on their video hosting platforms. We have lost sponsors by clearly identifying an imminent threat that has presented itself to our country and to the West and to humanity and to our children and to their lives. Because once you start talking like that, Stu Peters becomes too nuclear. We don't want our products or our branding or our image attached to the likes of somebody who could be referred to as anti-Semitic by the lying BlackRock-funded, Soros-funded, Rothschild-funded fake press. And so in order for us to continue that, we ask you to be the most important part of the Stu Crew. Head on over to our Rumble channel, click on the red button that says Stu Crew. That'll take you to a support page where if you feel like we're worth just $9 a month, or $90 a year, 100% of your support keeps the Stu Peters Show independent, and we will always be in the category of the unbuyable. And we all know that the transgender industry, which is pulling in billions of dollars per year, is predatory as hell. The entire LGBT lobby and its army of groomers and freaks and perverts, they prey on children and they prey on vulnerable people so that they can suck them into disgusting lives of debauchery and mutilation and outright Satanism. So that they can suck the life out of them in what no one can deny has become an anti-human, anti-Christ living sacrifice ritual. The victim physically stays alive, but spiritually, they're murdered. Their minds and their bodies, as they know them, they're cut and they're mutilated and they're reshaped and they're reformulated with science fiction surgeries and truckloads full of hormones. And now at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., a 19-year-old boy with severe autism has become their latest victim. He's been kidnapped, he's been stolen from his family as the hospital managed to seize custody of him and place him in the care of a gender-neutral fake pastor so that this little boy can be brainwashed and groomed into living a life of transgender misery and brokenness, and let's be honest, of sexual abuse. He's being taken away from his family, a military family, and he's been placed in the custody of sadistic perverts using fake medicine and fake blasphemous Christianity to justify the whole thing while they use the corrupt federal court system to back them up. And when it comes to the Children's National Hospital, which receives over 60% of its funding from the National Institute of Health, this situation is part of a larger project meant to seize control and take advantage of as many special needs children as possible. The Daily Mail reports that, quote, Children's National is ranked as fifth best pediatric hospital in the country and treats around 223,000 patients every year, including those with gender dysphoria. It also runs a gender and autism program, which says that it helps young children with autism to understand their gender. End quote. Yeah, you heard that right. Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. is running a special clinic so that mentally handicapped children can be brought in and sat down in front of some sicko doctor, maybe a couple of social workers, maybe even a gender-neutral fake pastor, and then they're told that some things aren't making sense to them, not because they're autistic, but because they're a kid. And that's what they have to do to feel like all of the other kids out there is get a sex change. Get puberty blockers shoved down their throats and have their genitalia chopped off. I mean, this is just really beyond words. Calling this an abomination is putting it lightly. This is an extreme form of Satanism. Autistic kids in our nation's capital are being taken away from their parents, taken away from their families, and sent to live with perverts and pedophiles because some hospital says so. Amos Jones, the family's lawyer in this case, said that this is, quote, the craziest case I've ever had, end quote. But guess what? He can expect to see a whole lot more of them because this is happening all over the country. In courtrooms and medical systems run by big pharma and funded by federal subsidies, this is becoming the new normal. It's happening in California right now. Our friend Jeff Younger, who many of you have seen on this program before, just got to save his son from transgenderism, lost his court battle. A California judge says there's nothing he can do to stop it, and a Texas judge let it all happen in the first place. A Texas judge let the boy's mother remove him from Texas, kidnap him, take him to California for the express purpose of mutilating him. Like I said, I mean, this is happening all over the country. It's also happening right here in Minnesota, where Tim Walz signed legislation that allows his jackbooted social working thugs to come in with armed communist cops, seize control of your child if they're deemed trans. If you don't sign off on that mutilation, they'll take custody of your child and they'll sign off on it for you, even if you don't live in Minnesota. If your child makes their way to Minnesota, or if they're trafficked to Minnesota and they're deemed trans, they'll be completely destroyed. And as we all know, it's not just here in the United States where these freak shows and perverts and the most disgusting and depraved pedophiles on the planet are using the force of governments to attack both children and adults. And they're not confined to medical attacks. They're running a massive social campaign to subvert everything that we once thought was normal. Open season has been declared on spaces that were designed for women, like restrooms and locker rooms. They're no longer safe. Whether you're a little girl or you're an adult woman, a fully grown man can come into your locker room. He can come into your restroom. He can expose himself to you. He can violate you with his eyes. And in many cases, he can violate you far more severely and then get away with it. We've seen that before. Freak show rapists let off the hook so as not to disrupt the LGBT agenda with inconvenient truth that these are the most disgusting molesters in human history. And with all of the mutilation surgeries and artificial hormones, they're barely even humans anyways. Now, this isn't just restricted to physical spaces for women. It's also reaching the internet. Just this week, in a landmark ruling in Australia, the nation's federal judiciary has decided women aren't allowed to have their own spaces under any circumstances, even digitally. In the case of Tickle versus Giggle, for girls, a perverted, sicko man masquerading as a woman, calling himself Roxanne Tickle, has successfully sued the Giggle for Girls social networking platform to force his way on. This freak show, whatever his real name may be, was barred from the platform because he's not a girl. He's not a woman. This is a digital space specifically for women and girls to communicate with each other, forge bonds over personal experiences, form friend groups, discuss all of the things that women like to discuss amongst themselves, but now this pervert has ruined it. And by this order of the court, he's invading Giggle for Girls. He's ruined everything. For more on all of this, we're now joined by Sal Grover, the founder of Giggle for Girls. Sal, thank you so much for coming to join us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
These ruin everything. They get away with everything. And their expressed stated goal is, we are coming for your kids. And now they're even allowed to do it digitally in Australia, according to this affirming court.
Yeah, I mean, this just highlights just how evil and dangerous gender ideology is. It's sort of almost beyond an individual, basically. It's an ideology that is completely anti-truth, anti-children, anti-woman. It is basically saying that any man can claim to be a woman and he must be accepted. Woman under no circumstances can say no. And the craziest part is that institutions and judiciaries and governments are falling for it. And you just wonder, like, how on earth could they be? Like, how did we get here? And I think it's because they have sort of weaponized a lot of people's empathy to think that there is like a kindness in accepting, you know, accepting someone for who they are, which, you know, you can have a context where that is totally fine and potentially kind, but this is accepting a lie and saying to be kind at the expense of being cruel to literally everyone else. So it's just what's happening here with Tickle v. Giggle, I think, is just highlighting the issue that so many of us are fighting against, which is lies cannot trump truth.
The landmark case, BBC reporting, that asked, what is a woman? I mean, we saw this at our Supreme Court. We saw this. We're seeing it all over the place. We're really at a point in human history where we're unable to define what a woman is?
Apparently so. I think that's one of the things, like the silver lining that I'm taking out of this like devastating verdict is that, you know, we have actually been screaming for a long time that this is happening and that it is this serious. And we've been called hysterical, you know, we're called transphobes and bigots and whatnot. But now it's like, it's undeniable. Everything we've been saying is true. And in a way, to get the confirmation that we're right, sort of this seriously is good in the sense that now we can be like, okay, no, we just have to fix it. We know exactly what we have to fix. We just need people to be aware of what needs to fix. And then we go forth and do that. I mean, the difficulty in Australia is that our laws were actually already changed in stealth. So while like in America and in the UK, there's a lot of pushback to ensure the laws don't get changed, it actually happened here. So what you're seeing in Australia is what happens if gender identity ideology actually does infiltrate your laws. It is a lot of very expensive work to wind it back. And what happened here is in our Sex Discrimination Act, they added in gender identity and they took out the definition of man and woman. So arguably in Australian law, that women just don't exist as any material concept.
It's one of the most disgusting perversions that you can possibly think of. And the people who should be the most offended by this are women, because these men dress as these cartoonish versions, like almost caricatures of women. Women don't dress like that. Women don't wear makeup like that. And now, according to the court, it says here that given the significant public interest in this matter, the court has adopted a publicly available online file. Documents will be placed in the online file when they're considered both by the court and the parties to be publicly accessible. Well, of course, there's a huge public interest in all of this. Women are no longer safe in bathrooms. They're no longer safe in locker rooms. Little girls are no longer safe in school. And now they're not even entitled to a safe place to gather online.
Exactly. I mean, I think that the natural evolution of female-only spaces, which until recently were not a controversial concept at all, I think the natural evolution is that they will go online because that is where we increasingly spend so much of our time. I don't think the natural evolution of them is that they will include male people, men who claim to be women. And you're right, like these are caricatures of women. You know, they're constantly claiming that they identify as a woman while taking the definition of woman out of law. So what are you identifying as? You're just essentially identifying as a human being who wears makeup and dresses. Well, that's not a woman. That's just a stereotype. And so to have these stereotypes and these insults put in black and white in law is one of the most devastating parts. Additionally, like in the verdict, it was said that basically, I would have no choice. I'd be forced to let him in. The app, like Giggle, is currently offline. It's been offline in part because of this case. So, you know, it's completely turned my life upside down. And you know, to be told, basically, I have absolutely no choice. I would be federally mandated to have to say welcome to a man into a female-only space. My boundaries don't matter. The boundaries of every other woman there, what we want does not matter. Just this man is the center of it. He's the only thing that matters.
Is there a way to take this to an appeal level? I mean, certainly, I mean, obviously this was a mentally insane person that made this ruling.
So from this whole thing started as an Australian Human Rights Commission complaint, which is part of the mind-blowing part of it. Our Human Rights Commission was against me from the beginning, and very much siding on the side of gender ideology. And I have said since day one that I would take it to the High Court. So that's the next step. You know, I always knew it would be going there, because even if we had won in federal court, the other side probably would have appealed anyway. So I've always been anticipating that we'd have to go as far as we need to. And so basically the High Court in Australia is an error in law court. And it's where you go and appeal and argue to the highest court in the land and be like, you know, an error in law has happened here and we need to fix it. And for this, it's in part because these amendments that allow gender identity into them are arguably unconstitutional. And so we have to have these amendments repealed so that we can get the legislation back to something that resembles reality and actually protects the rights of women and girls. And so for federal court, it cost us $500,000 and we crowdfunded it. And for the High Court, it's going to cost another between $500,000 and $800,000. So just so we can establish what a woman and a girl is in law. I mean, you know, legislators could do this for free in a week if they did their jobs, but
These people are all sold out to the same mafia. And its clear goal is we're going to sink our teeth into your children. You know, this current affair reporting, I mean, people must be outraged by this. I mean, is there a lot of public support for you? I mean, or are you seeing that people are celebrating this ruling?
No, I am seeing public support unlike I've ever seen it before. I've been involved in this fight now for almost 5 years. And when I first started speaking out about it, when I first realized what was going on, because Giggle was under attack by men who claimed to be women, look, it was, especially in Australia, it was like, you know, screaming into the abyss. No media cared. There was like a handful of women who were bravely speaking up. That is completely changed now. Like I'm inundated with messages from people, not just in Australia, but literally all around the world, and who have been supporting us. We've raised $100,000 already in a matter of 4 days at gigglecrowdfund.com. And so I think more people around the world are waking up to what is happening because of things like this, because of, say, you know, the Title IX pushback by Riley Gaines and all of the amazing women who had to experience Leah Thomas competing with them. There's all these different cases that are getting a high profile and are making people realize, one, that we're not crying wolf, two, that it's happening, and three, that we desperately need to fix this to protect women and girls. As you said, these men can just go into bathrooms with little girls. Like, a woman may have a chance at defending herself, maybe, or at least can remove herself a lot easier from a situation, potentially. Little girls cannot.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Little girls cannot just, I have a 2-year-old daughter, and the idea that there would be that she cannot say no to a man, that she cannot have boundaries, that she cannot go to a change room separate from males to get dressed is mind-blowing to me. I mean, who wouldn't fight against that? I think that anybody who wants, you know, grown men to be legally allowed to go into change rooms with young girls is a person who needs to be safeguarded against.
Do you need more help? What is the crowdfunding site that you said people can help you?
Yeah, so it's gigglecrowdfund.com. We set up our own one. We just had the ability to do it. It's also, we partnered with givesendgo.com. But we basically knew that we would get kicked off other platforms like GoFundMe, who have kicked off many women who are fighting against this ideology, because, you know, everyone else can have boundaries and kick people off for thought crime, but heaven forbid you want boundaries from men who claim to be women. So basically, as you see on the screen right now, we have a target of total of $850,000. I wish it was $850 for this to take it to the High Court and eventually ensure that legislation is changed. And because this is novel law, so, you know, it's, and there's not a case history specific to sex versus gender, a lot of other jurisdictions can use it as well. So a win on this is a win for women and girls all over the world.
Yeah, across the face of the planet. That's gigglecrowdfund.com. I have it up on the screen here. Gigglecrowdfund.com. You know, I'm actually being sued right now in New York. I don't know. Am I able to talk about this? Is this something that I can talk about? Oh, it did. All right. So I'm maybe not going to talk about this right now. They're telling me, yep, just hold off on that. So a lawsuit has been filed against me in the city of New York. Big surprise, surprise there. I will say that it is as a result of me pointing very obvious things out, child exploitation on the internet, what most normal thinking, critical thinking people would identify or define as, you know, lewd and lascivious or inappropriate acts with children. And this homosexual, this gay lobby is one of the most, is one of the strongest lobbies to fight against. It is, it just has endless resources, especially in places like New York, where this person has apparently filed a lawsuit against. But we just found this out. And so we understand the importance of battling this. And because this is a platform that has dedicated its entire purpose to saving the lives of children, we don't think that there's any better way to do that than to get into this fight right here. So make sure that you join the landmark fight. Reclaim sex-based rights and protections for all women and girls. The Tickle V Giggle, you know, appeal, it needs your help. Gigglecrowdfund.com. Again, that's gigglecrowdfund.com. Sal Grover, we appreciate you being here so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to get into this lawsuit stuff. I think it's really important for everybody to understand. It's really important that we expose these people. These people have to be exposed, and you have to be able to name them by name, and you have to be able to show their faces. And I think they need to be pushed right back into the closets where they belong. So we will get into this lawsuit stuff on the, maybe not on the other side of the break, but definitely in an upcoming segment right here on the Stu Peters Show. Go nowhere. Look, I talk a lot about our broken economy, because our economy isn't like teeth where if you ignore them, they go away. No, ignoring it doesn't help. I believe that the government intentionally screws us over all the time. They let down veterans. They ship jobs overseas. They make their rich friends more money. It's insane. So do you think that they truly care about helping us with our money? Not a chance. And that's why a lot of folks are stepping away from government-run systems, since the powers that be clearly don't care. And they're making moves to diversify their money into real assets, precious metals like gold and silver. If you're stressed about your finances, the future of our country, like I am, there's a damn good play that you can make. You've heard me mention this before. I partnered up with GoldCo to hook you up with a free kit that explains how you can protect your money. Look, at the very least, it makes sense to get educated about your options. So go get your free kit at StuLikesGold.com, or if you prefer talking to someone, just pick up the phone and call them, 855-706-GOLD. Plus, for qualified orders right now, they'll give you up to 10% in free silver as a bonus while supplies last, of course. Quit waiting around for politicians to rescue your finances. Take control, handle your business yourself. Go ahead and get educated. Check out StuLikesGold.com or just call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Get your free gold kit today, StuLikesGold.com or 855-706-GOLD. So this almost never happens. If you've been with us for any amount of time at all, you know that I have shared how I depend on Field of Greens for my own health, right? So if you've waited to try it until now, now is the time, because Brickhouse Nutrition is having an end of summer site-wide sale. Just use my code RUMBLE. You'll save huge on everything, including my Field of Greens. Field of Greens is probably my healthiest habit. This is whole organic fruits and vegetables. It's exactly what your body needs for proper nutrition. Each organic superfruit, each vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital organs like your heart and your liver and your kidneys, your metabolism, your entire immune system. And only Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. That means that at your next checkup, your doctor will absolutely notice your improved health or your money back. Don't miss this massive end of summer site-wide sale. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use my promo code RUMBLE to save on everything. You got to jump on this deal before it goes away. Go to fieldofgreens.com and enter promo code RUMBLE. Again, that's fieldofgreens.com. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No. You're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STEW, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STEW.
You will own nothing and you'll be happy. This is where we're at right now. We don't have a right to complain if you're funding the big woke banks, the investment managers, if you're funding all these companies that believe against your values, if they're killing babies, if they have the woke agenda, if they're pro-LGBT, then you own that company. What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investment so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views? At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries. And number five, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest, that aligns with your values, that aligns with your beliefs, your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, and that we can honor God, country, and family. Give us a call, 813-448-3446.
And so here's the tweet that I saw from La Quinta Columna. This is the English part of the tweet. La Quinta Columna says, quote, "Nicotine destroys injectable nanotechnology." From La Quinta Columna, would like to inform you that we are working on further studies in the light of recent findings. Today, Friday, 23rd of August, which we're sorry that we missed this, we will begin to carry out more tests directly on the Pfizer, quote, vaccine. I think it's also very important that everybody go follow La Quinta Columna. I think at this point I can absolutely say that this is a very trusted source and that these people have done tremendous work, and every single claim that they have ever made has been met with the backing of physical evidence and scientific proof from experts, from people like James Thorpe. La Quinta Columna said that this would cause problems with fertility, that this would cause problems with babies that were being born. La Quinta Columna said that this would cause stillbirths, that this would cause fetal demise. 43-year OBGYN James Thorpe, who appeared on Died Suddenly, said that this is absolutely happening. We had conversations even more recent than Died Suddenly, where he said that he's never seen more. My sister, who now works for the network, she worked for a hospital system in the NICU. And she was very high up in the NICU. And she said, the amount of genetic mutations being found in babies post COVID-19 injection is absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, we do not want with this discovery to encourage smoking in the population, only to show evidence that nicotine, as we already suspected, apparently interacts negatively with what has been introduced to millions of people around the world. We're continuing to research and we will find more results in the near future. Yours sincerely, La Quinta Columna. Now, I want to remind everybody that Dr. Brian Artis never advocated for picking up smoking either, but that he said, I think he said that he chews nicotine gum or maybe wears a patch or something like that, and said rightfully way back when, during the filming of Watch the Water, that he found studies that show that nicotine would actually combat COVID-19. And we all know that the injection is the infection. And so, of course, if that combats the COVID virus in heavy air quotes for our radio listening audience, that it would only obviously interact negatively with those who have injected themselves with the COVID-19 death jab. And to that end, Dr. Brian Artis joins us now. So Dr. Artis, we're live, and I want to thank you for your waiting during the run-up here. And obviously for all the lives that you've saved, we're tremendously grateful, and for being here with us today. So to what
great
do you,
here, Stu.
Thank you. So what do you say to this La Quinta Columna tweet that we're all looking at here?
I would like to say, thank God that there's researchers out there who are honest, ethical, and are trying to solve the mysteries that were never created by us. And by us, I mean, Stu Peters didn't create the COVID-19 air virus, whatever. He didn't create the bioweapons you see in the COVID-19 shots. He didn't put graphene oxide, nor did I, nor did any of the people like you mentioned here, Jim Thorpe, Carrie Madej, Karen Kingston. None of them created this problem we're finding around the world, occurring in people who have subjected themselves to COVID, to the COVID-19 vaccines. And yes, I want to thank the group, including Rafa Calvin, who was the scientist who decided to do this. And they referenced in the tweet, Dr. Brian Artis said 2 years ago that nicotine would be an antidote to what you're seeing is the problem they call COVID. And so on the Watch the Waters documentary, I just have to say, of all the people on the planet, you've received a ton of hate. I have received a ton of censorship around the Watch the Water declarations. Nothing that we actually showed you in that documentary wasn't already referenced with published peer-reviewed studies. So I would like to confirm what this group has actually figured out with Rafa Calvin. They actually took dental anesthetics, dried them out and put them under a microscope to see if they could see nanotech was also in other forms of injections provided by Big Pharma. And they dried it out over 30 days and found all this nanotech in underneath the microscope. And all of a sudden, all of the nanotech that they see under the microscope that they're calling nanotech dissolves instantaneously with the nicotine administration. So I want to say something here to your audiences because they love you and I love you. I trust Stu Peters. I've had people nonstop tell me not to trust this guy. There's a reason why I flew to his home to talk to him in private about what was being lied about COVID-19. The lie was, and they've wanted to bury this with propaganda and marketing, they have lied to the entire world and told you that smokers are more likely to get COVID and die from COVID than other people.
At this point, it's widely accepted that the government wants to kill you, right? I mean, this is an intentional depopulation event. This is a murder event. This is a racket. This is a money-making event. All of the above. Do you remember at the time, and I remember you pointing this out to me, Dr. Artis, do you guys remember at the time when Fauci was constantly on TV saying, now would be the best time to quit smoking cigarettes, stop smoking? There was a huge quit smoking campaign, quit chewing, quit nicotine campaign that was involved right at the inception of COVID-19, was there not?
It's still going on right now. Look at every Paxlovid or Paxlovid commercial for Pfizer. They say smokers are the highest at risk for getting COVID. They are lying to you. Smokers were the most protected from COVID because of nicotine, and science figured that out in April of 2020. They figured out the spike proteins, air quotes, spike proteins target nicotine receptors. And then they published to the world, if governments around the world in April of 2020 would use nicotine gum, nicotine pouches, or nicotine patches, you could stop the pandemic right now. At the very end of your documentary, I made sure, and you put it on there, your team did, that the antidote, the very first, when we listed at the end of Watch the Water, as the credits come up, the first thing are the antidotes to COVID. And it was nicotine was number one. It is still number one. I still wear a 3.5 milligram nicotine patch every single day. I just buy nicotine patches and cut them in little pieces and put them on my body. And I want to say, Stu Peters, thanks to you and many other people who have helped us get this word out. I just want you to know I've actually created a book. It went out for sale 2 weeks ago. It's being sent out to customers this week. It's titled Moving Beyond COVID-19 Lies, Restoring Health and Hope for Humanity. There is a whole chapter dedicated called Just in the Nicotine of Time, and I take the audiences through all the peer-reviewed scientific DNA evidence that nicotine was the perfect vaccine for COVID. It always was. And then the NIH even published in May of 2023 that the spike protein of COVID is identical to snake venom proteins. Okay, that's what we told you is what COVID is, and it's beat by nicotine. The NIH is publishing it. January 2023, Stu, you and your audiences should be most proud. January 2023, scientists actually did a nicotine patch study to see if nicotine could cure all long COVID symptoms, which there are over 100 medically diagnosed long COVID still persisting symptoms and medical diagnosis. Do you know that nicotine is the cure for all of them? And I outline it in the chapter in the book. You can get it at the Dr. Artist Show. And I give shout out after shout out to Stu Peters and the Stu Peters Network for being the first network and the first individual to hear all of the relevant documentation I was uncovering through research, and then was brave enough to make sure the audiences knew the truth no matter the cost. And that now stands in a book that is number one on Amazon in the health category. Go to Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, thedrartishow.com. You can get it and learn what it was so important to Stu Peters and myself that they created their first ever documentary film called Watch the Water. And I need to make sure you are all aware they are definitely poisoning us through the water, not just with chlorine, not just with fluoride. And the world, I need y'all to know something. They are looking, this research group found in dental anesthetics, nanotech that is now able to be confirmed dissolved by nicotine and tobacco. I need y'all to know that they are now going to look at Pfizer and Moderna. Well, that is great. You should look at those shots. They have nanotech and graphene oxide in them also. I just want you to know nicotine is also a published benefit. And you should find this very odd. There's actually almost two perfect vaccines for COVID that aren't vaccines. They are natural solutions that anybody can purchase on their own, grow on their own, and take. Tobacco being one of those with nicotine. The other one is EDTA. Two groups of people appear totally immune to COVID, smokers and asthmatics. Did you know that inside of asthmatics medicine, they're inhalers? Did you know there's a substance called EDTA? And scientists figured out in October of 2020 that EDTA in these inhalers as an excipient, an additive, was the cure for COVID. Stu Peters, can you imagine that nicotine in smokers was preventing people from getting COVID? Asthmatics were never a risk factor for COVID because of a drug synthetic chemical called EDTA. Do you know that nicotine and EDTA that were published to be the antidotes to COVID for asthmatics and smokers? Do you know what else they're published to detoxify and neutralize besides nanotech? And yes, nanotech, EDTA and nicotine both dissolve and disrupt. Do you know that EDTA and nicotine are both cures for snake venom and venom in a human of any kind? And it's also a published antidote to all viruses. Check this out, Stu. First time on Stu Peters Network before you read the book that has this all summarized. Stu Peters, your audience is going to love this. Did you know that nicotine patches, nicotine gum, and eggplants, tomatoes, cauliflower, and celery, all which have tons of nicotine in them, did you know all these vegetables and these nicotine patches are cures for things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, MS, ulcerative colitis, autism, arthritis, Stu, people walk up to me all around the world like they do you, and they say, I love you, Dr. Artis and Stu Peters. Thank you for all the lives you've saved. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank God there's people brave enough to do the research and then tell you what they're reading, what they're seeing, because people around the world tell me they've lost their sight in one eye after having COVID. They've lost their hearing permanently after COVID. They have arthritis, myocarditis, paralyzed bodies, Bell's palsy. And do you know that every single one of them report to me they only saw their symptoms go away after trying nicotine gum or nicotine patches after watching Watch the Water? Thank God. Sight restored, hearing restored, tinnitus gone, brain fog disappeared. Myocarditis symptoms, by the way, Stu, first place on earth y'all are going to hear this. Myocarditis is reversed in 14 days, which is 3 days of nicotine administration of 7 milligrams. And they published that during the pandemic. Now, I'd like to ask you, why do you think they were studying myocarditis in animals, mammals, that could be reversed with nicotine? I lay out all the vegetables and the amount of nicotine in all of them in the book also. But let me start with these. Ready? Eggplant is the second highest nicotine-containing plant on earth. Number two is tomatoes. Red tomatoes, green tomatoes have 10 times more nicotine than red tomatoes. Cauliflower, celery, bell peppers, zucchini, white potatoes, they all have really healthy amounts of nicotine. Now, the amount of nicotine you get from a cigarette, which we do not promote here, cigarettes is about 1 milligram of nicotine per cigarette used. Eggplants has about half of that amount if you ate the whole eggplant. So you don't need a whole lot of nicotine. About 1 milligram a day is where I recommend people should start, whether with gum, patches, suckets. Just cut the patches down to smaller increments. They only come in 7, 14, and 21 milligram sizes. I buy Rugby brand patches only. I have researched all of them. I find that brand to be the cleanest, less toxic form of a patch. Then the Lucy brand of gum is what I recommend. And you can get those on Amazon. I do not have an affiliation with any nicotine company on earth. I'm just telling you, these are resources. Other companies already sell it and promote it. You can use them or go eat the veggies. In fact, online right now on Healthline News or Medical News Today is an article about how eating nicotine-rich vegetables can reverse and cure Parkinson's. It's an article right now on Medical Journal News. Go read it. You can eat these plants and get the nicotine you need. And nicotine, just so you know, is a nootropic. You know what that means, Stu?
I don't.
It stimulates the brain to have more acute focus and memory. Nicotine is a known cognitive booster. You don't need caffeine. Nicotine can do it too. You can either eat your nicotine and veggies, or you can actually wear a patch, suck on it on these suckets. But just so you know, all governments around the world are targeting and trying to get nicotine away from you having access. And you might want to ask yourself why. Second thing I want to address for the audience in case they write in as a comment, nicotine is not addictive as you've been told. Harvard proved in 2015 and published in 2016 that tobacco giants since 1970 have been allowed to add an addictive man-made chemical to cigarettes to make them really addictive. And it's not nicotine. It's 15 different chemicals called pyrazines. And in the Harvard paper, they actually admonished the FDA to start regulating pyrazines over nicotine, or both pyrazines and nicotine, because pyrazines, they published in 2016, is what is creating the addictive quality of tobacco products, not the nicotine. In fact, I've got a whole presentation at the Dr. Artis Show. It is actually 3 hours long, or you can download the PowerPoint for free and just watch it. All of it's free. Go get it. It's called The Other N-Word. It's 3 hours of me presenting documentation of peer-reviewed published studies that nutrient called nicotine in either nicotine agents or tobacco or snuff or in agents or in food can cure neurological diseases, dementia included, arthritis included. I cannot tell you how many people walk up to me and say they put nicotine patches on their arthritic joints. And within 3 days, all their pain disappeared because they watched my presentation called The Other N-Word, because I found nicotine makes people uncomfortable like some other N-word in society. And it's weird. Nicotine's found in your food. You just don't know it that you eat every day. So if it's in your food that you're feeding your children, how come you don't know it's in there? And why would they never tell you? It's not a dangerous drug. It is a nutrient. But you should use small doses like 1 milligram to start with every day. They sell gum in only 2 and 4 milligram sizes. I tell people to cut the gum in half so you get roughly 1 milligram. 2 milligrams might be too much in the beginning. Just start for a week with 1 milligram, either suckets, pouches, patches, or gum, and use that for about a week, and then go up to the 3 milligram size or the 2 milligram gum size. I only recommend 1 to 2 milligrams to start out with for a week, then move up to 3 milligrams. Every study in science that I present, they start with 7 milligrams. Stu, you did a great job with Died Suddenly. We know that there is something else besides the blood clots called turbo cancers that are showing up in people after these shots. I show in that presentation that during the pandemic in 2021, they took conotoxin venom from cone snails that we talked about in Watch the Water. They took cobra toxin, which was found to be the spike protein of COVID, and they injected these two venoms into mammals during the pandemic while you and I were being locked down. And they published that they could create a glioblastoma brain tumor with these two venoms in less than 72 hours. And during the pandemic, their solution was, let's see what happens when we inject several doses of nicotine into the mammal, and let's see if we can dissolve the brain tumor that we just created with venoms in less than 72 hours. Let's see how fast nicotine will dissolve them. The nicotine by itself dissolved by half glioblastoma tumor in 72 hours. Then they canceled the study. Now, if I was the scientist, wouldn't you want to see if another 72 hours would dissolve it completely? Why would you suspend the study when you have this miraculous dissolving by half a glioblastoma you just created with venom? Just so you know, nicotine is also a cure to the turbo cancers you're experiencing. Not 100% of them, but any of them that are actually being created by the spike proteins generated by the COVID vaccines or by COVID, it is primarily created by the nicotine targeting poisons they call spike proteins.
Dr. Artis, you are absolutely a hero, and we want to thank you for being here. And thank you for all of your reporting. Please tell people again where people can come and find you.
You can find me on every censored platform on earth, it feels like. Then you can find me at thedrartistshow.com, healingfortheages.com, and periodically hanging out with you here at the Stu Peters Network. God bless you, man, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? If you're like many Americans taking an objective look at our country, you're probably wondering, how can I plan for my financial freedom years into the future when the future of tomorrow is so uncertain? The world has never been more complicated. Wars across the globe, political uncertainty with politicians who can't agree on anything, a national debt in trillions of dollars and growing by the minute, inflation at record highs. The future of the dollar and other world currencies may be uncertain. However, gold and silver have remained a source of value and money for thousands of years. Did you know that thousands of Americans have invested in gold and silver with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco? Whether you're interested in diversifying your IRA or buying gold and silver directly, Goldco offers solutions customized for you. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 855-706-GOLD. You can then speak with one of their precious metal specialists today. You can find out if you're eligible for up to 10% in free silver while supplies last. Go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or on the phone, 855-706-GOLD. If there is one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral. 600 critical reactions, hormone balance, stress management, sleep quality, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Well, there's two big problems with what I just said. Number one, magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. I wonder if that's intentional. It certainly does explain why up to 75% of the population may be deficient in magnesium. Number two, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs seven. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement, the only magnesium supplement on the market that has all seven critical forms is called Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you that I was able to arrange a killer deal for you. You won't find this deal on Amazon. You won't find this deal on the company's own website. This deal is exclusively for you, my audience. And it's for a limited time while supplies last. So right now, you can get a bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free. Just go to magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. And get your bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free right now, today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to High Power Heart. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zeleco Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved. And parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement, it's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. Zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.